AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Eagles say their co-founder has died in New York City after multiple ailments. Take it easy. Glenn Frey, who co-founded the Eagles with Don Henley, became one of history's most successful songwriting teams. Frey was 67. Dale Griffin, drummer for the British rock band Mott the Hoopie, has died of Alzheimer's disease. He was also 67. The group scored its biggest hit with All the Young Dudes, written and produced by the late David Bowie. American Pie singer Don McLean was arrested today on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge in Camden, Maine. A man whose ex-girlfriend reported he was armed and looking to kill police is in custody. Herschel Jones is suspected in the death of Officer Thomas Cottrell, whose body was found last night behind the municipal building in Danville, Ohio.
Mr. Jones is in custody, and I can also tell you that Mr. Jones is someone who we've seen before at the Knox County Prosecutor's Office.
Chip McConville is the prosecuting attorney in Knox County, Ohio. A Utah officer working overtime to pay for his cancer treatment was shot and killed Sunday by a parolee who slipped away from a drug rehab center last month. The gunman was also killed. The family of a man shot and killed by a University of Cincinnati police officer who pulled him over for not having a front license plate will receive more than $5 million under a settlement reached with the school. Ted Cruz accused his Republican rival Donald Trump today of exhibiting inconsistent conservatism and said the billionaire investor is becoming rattled and dismayed by his gains. This is AP Radio News. While the Islamic State group has carried out kidnappings in Iraq, AP correspondent Susanna George reports it's unlikely to have been behind the disappearance of three Americans in Baghdad.
Where we've seen those kidnappings occur have been in either disputed territories or in territories controlled by the Islamic State group. We have not heard of kidnappings by the Islamic State group in territory that is mostly under the control of the Iraqi government, like the capital of Baghdad.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports rescue crews searching for 12 Marines in Hawaii and waters have found some life rafts.
Authorities say the rafts were carried on the two Marine helicopters that crashed late last week. A Coast Guard spokeswoman says some of the recovered rafts were inflated, but it's unclear how. There's been no sign of the dozen Marines since their transport choppers went down off Oahu late Thursday.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.